have read that alkaline water and things like that are very healthy for them, and part of their illness, they have to stay very hydrated. And one of my sons is constantly drinking alkaline water, and he doesn't say it makes him feel better, but I know that it's good to drink water, so I'm like, keep doing what you're doing. But I would love to hear from you more about it.
Okay, sure. Well, first of all, just talking about water in general, they should drink one half their body weight in ounces per day. So if your son weighs 100 pounds, he should have 50 ounces of water. Okay, now I believe in hydroxide water, which happens to be alkaline, but I'll explain the difference to you. But the reason that a lot of doctors and medical professionals tell us to drink alkaline water in general is to help with the inflammation. And if you, am I allowed to get a little science-y on you?
Sure.
Okay. The way that we get inflammation, or almost all studies will agree, is from our diets. They call it the sad diet, the sugary American diet, or the Western diet. What we eat and drink is where most of it comes from. Some of it comes from doing a lot of exercise, etc. Right. But most of it comes from what we eat and drink. And the body has a normal buffering system to control the pH, and our pH stays at about 7.35 to 7.45. But you could have too much acid in your body and still have the correct pH, because the body will try to buffer that. What people don't know is that the acid in our bodies comes from the hydrogen proton. So, and that comes from like breaking off of lactic acid. The lactic acid becomes lactate by combining with sodium or calcium. But then the hydrogen is free and it combines with something else. In a lot of cases, it'll combine with water and form H3O, which is hydronium, which is the most acidic species in an aqueous solution. Anything stronger than that will, what they call, depronate. The hydrogen will break off because it likes going back to water, because that's the strongest chemical bond, or one of them, if not the strongest in nature. So what regular alkaline waters do is they make the water alkaline, which is a high pH, and they do it non-naturally. They do it through electromagnetism. They add a lot of minerals to it that may have hydroxide in it to make it alkaline. You know, and they could do it with a lot of magnesium, sodium, calcium. So there's a lot of different minerals that they could put in there. But what that does is it helps buffer the acid, but it doesn't eliminate the acid. And I'll give you a simple example, and I made this one up, so hopefully you like it. Take a bowl of water and make believe that's alkaline water, and then take an eyedropper and put in one little drop of black ink and make believe the black ink is the acid. What'll happen is it'll spread out and it'll diffuse throughout the water, and the water will become a little bit gray. Then if you put it in a bigger bowl, again making believe it's alkaline water and the ink is acid, it'll get even less gray. That's what alkaline water does. It doesn't eliminate the acid, but it buffers it. It indirectly dilutes it. The reason why I like hydroxide water, and the specific one that I use, which is Aqua OH, is because, number one, it's all natural. It's made from limestone. Well, it's just made by heating and cooling, and then the water that they add to it is reverse osmosis water, so it's clean. And between the reverse osmosis in the water and regular self-ionization, you're left with a very high concentrated hydroxide water, and they actually sell it in a concentrate, and then you add it to water, 1 ounce to 31 ounces, so it's actually fairly inexpensive compared to the alkaline waters. Like, I haven't seen any that are within 250% of the price.
Wow.
But you have to do a little work. You have to pour 1 ounce of water into 1 ounce of the hydroxide water, the Aqua OH, into the 31 ounces. That's the only work that's involved.
Right.
Anyhow, what the hydroxide will do, and hydroxide is OH negative, is it's sort of like a Pac-Man, and it's going to go around. It doesn't like staying by itself, you know, and staying in the hydroxide form. So it's going to look to combine with something, and what it wants to combine with naturally is hydrogen to form water.
Mm-hmm.
Once it forms the water, the acid isn't diluted, it's not buffered, it's not really even neutralized, it's really eliminated. So your body doesn't get, it eliminates the acid, you don't have any extra alkaline because you got rid of that also when you form the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then the water is either excreted out or sweated out or used in regular metabolism.
Right.
But here's the key. Once you eliminate an acid, your body will automatically produce another acid.
Wow.
Almost immediately. But when it does that, at the same moment, or within milliseconds, it'll produce a sodium bicarbonate molecule, which
mm-hmm.
is alkaline. That's the normal buffering system. So what happens is, we have too much acid, the body didn't produce them naturally, so it's not bringing in the natural body-produced sodium bicarbonate. So we have too much acid in our body. When we have too much acid in our body, we get what's called acidosis.
Mm-hmm.
Acidosis, almost everybody says, is what causes inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Inflammation throws the insulin mechanism off, and it makes it work incorrectly. It either tells it that it needs more sugar, which obviously isn't good for anything.
No.
Or it says you don't need any sugar, but then it tells the cells in the body to drop the sugar that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I deal a lot with substance abuse, so when you have sugar, the sugars stimulate the opiate receptors, which gives the body urges.
Mm-hmm.
If you're addicted to any substance, you know, drugs or alcohol, that's what your body thinks you want.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a child and you're not addicted to anything, what it'll do is say, okay, you want more sugar,
mm-hmm.
or you want more gluten.
Mm-hmm.
Or you want more dairy products, all things that stimulate the opiate receptors and keep the cycle going. That's what the food industry does. They purposely stimulate the opiate receptors, not to make us take drugs, of course, but to make us want more of the food that is stimulating the opiate receptors. That's why you've heard or read the book, Sugar is as Addicting as Cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that exact phrase is true, but sugar has the same effect on the opiate receptors, which control all cravings except for sex, are controlled by the opiate receptors. And it stimulates them as much as any of the drugs do.
Wow.
So that's, you know, one big reason you want to get rid of inflammation. The other reason is the CDC says that inflammation adversely affects or is actually causative to between 65 and 85% of all chronic illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
So the company that I work for, Optimal Harmony, you know, we're on the national spokesperson, doesn't make any medical claims.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not allowed to make any medical claims. But I can tell you that by getting rid of the inflammation, it's definitely healthier for any person. And, you know, you have 5 children, like you said, and sugar's the thing you probably have to watch the most. But if they have anything at all, like ADHD or autism or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
any medical professional and any of the research, and you could look on my websites and see, I did a lot of the research and have papers on it. You could look at drkeithcantor.com under print web.
Okay.
Or radio TV, or you could go to namedprogram.com
mm-hmm.
and look under the blog, and you'll see the articles that I did on how inflammation and proper nutrition and body flora affect the different chronic diseases. And now I'm starting to do it on each one separately.
Mm-hmm.
And now the medical community is finally putting pressure on the medical schools to start teaching how nutrition, inflammation, and body flora, the bacteria in our body, affects the chronic diseases. And inflammation affects the body flora. Because if it throws it off and you get too much of the bad body, you know, bacteria like candida,
mm-hmm.
it takes over the good body flora and it could cause severe illnesses. So inflammation is very important to you know, to protect ourselves from, and it affects literally everything. I had a friend who just went to the dentist the other day, and she said, "You changed something." And she noticed that the inflammation in his gums was much less. And he started on the water a few weeks ago. And it never even entered his mind. I had somebody who had canker sores, and it doesn't get rid of the canker sores, but by getting rid of inflammation, it made him smaller, so they didn't hurt. So it didn't hurt.
Less painful, right.
Yeah, so, and inflammation affects everything from, you know, arthritis, Crohn's disease, almost any chronic disease that you could think of. So what I found with all the research that I did is, although buffering the acidity is good, you know, which is what the normal alkaline waters do, even though it's not natural and I'm, you know, a naturopath, eliminating the acid and then letting the body do what it's supposed to, produce another acid and produce a sodium bicarbonate, is the safest and best thing. I think you know that from a health standpoint, if you could let the body do what it's supposed to do and stop interfering with it, which is what we do by the way we eat and our lifestyles, the body will do pretty good.
Buy this water, or do you?
You're a consumer, so the way you would get it is you could go to getaqua.com. If you're a medical professional or a health professional, then you go to optharmony.com, and then you need an access code, and you could use that access code named NAMED. And you can look around the website.
What was the second website? I only got
named. Like, I'm named.
No,
Keith.
But what was the website?
Oh, www.optharmony.com. But when you go to that, it's a private website, so you need an access code.
Okay.
And you could use mine, which is named, all small letters.
Okay.
But that, again, is for medical professionals, health professionals, business people, and they only do it by cases. The GetAquaOH.com is another company, but they do it at retail, and you could just buy one bottle at a time. And one bottle makes 32 bottles because it's concentrated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what are... Do you have any other suggestions for getting rid of inflammation or, like, joint pain and things like that?
Well, getting rid of inflammation, I don't tell people to just do it with water. Well,
sure.
This water happens to work great. So in my normal program, my NAME program, I make diets for substance abuse and for mental illness, and my diets are 70% alkaline and 30% acidic, so I try to do it naturally through the foods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like lemons and limes are, you know, a high alkaline.
Mm-hmm.
Soda is high acidic. Sugar substitutes are pretty high acid content, except for pure stevia. That's very high alkaline. So if you look on my site, nameprogram.com, and you just look at I think you can get a sample menu for free. You know, they'll ask you, like, your name and email address.
Mm-hmm.
But you could see the diets. But I make all the diets.
What was that website with the diets?
Namedprogram.com. N-A-M-E-D.
Okay.
Program.com.
Okay.
And you can't buy anything there unless you can, but you're supposed to be either a clinic or a medical professional, and I have them do that. So, but I give away a week's free diet just so they could see what it is.
Sure, I just like
that. And eating the food that is basically high alkaline, or at least leaning towards high alkaline versus acidic, helps also with joint pain and with inflammation. And then the water just puts you over the top because it eliminates the acid so freely. I mean, I researched it for a really long time after they asked me to be the national spokesperson, because I was never a national spokesperson before. I just always did my own research.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, thanks. So it worked really well.
That's great. great.
Yeah, everybody I gave it to and tested it with, and all the clinics and all the patients and stuff, I'm batting pretty close to 100% of them telling me that they like it. It gives them more energy because it frees up oxygen. It helps a little bit if they have aches and pains. But they could definitely tell the difference. If they have a problem with inflammation, they could tell the difference. And the couple people where it didn't work for, I offered to refund the money. That was really on my name program, not just the water.
Right.
Not just AquaOH. I said, I'll refund. They said, well, do I have to? And I said, well, no, but what do you, you know, I promise. I thought this would happen. They said, but you didn't say in any special time, and I feel better. I have more energy. So could I want to keep taking the diets and the water, can I? And I said, yeah, and I was just like amazed.
That's so funny.
Yeah. No, usually when you offer somebody money back,
you
don't have big arguments.
I don't think I've argued with anyone on that subject.
Is your name Sarah, by the way?
Yes, okay. Sarah.
I knew it was the Sarah Foundation, but I didn't know.
Well, it's really interesting, and it's fascinating, and I'm definitely going to go to all the websites that I wrote down and read up more on it, because, you know, I always want to try and see if I can figure out ways to help my boys who don't feel very good.
And like I said, feel free to email me. My email is keith@drkeithcantor.com, and I'll try to help you any way I can.
Well, thank you so much. So Keith at DR.
DR for Dr. Keith Cantor, KEITHKANTOR.com.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Okay, bye.
Bye.